Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The biggest, strongest, most popular, funniest, most informative show on WIP. We are joined in studio with the host of the morning show. Little up-and-coming act happening 6 to 10 every morning. That is show to camera. Hey, Joe.
How are you, fellas?
Oh, it's such an honor to have you here.
Indeed it is.
Now,
I feel like we haven't seen you in a while since our competition died.
It didn't die. It just is taking a hiatus, I believe, is the term.
I didn't even look. How's the ankle?
It's improving. It really is. It's still certainly not there. I'm not. I think I could probably run yet. I haven't been given the go-ahead and team. My guess is that'll be sort of soon. It's coming along. It's just taking time.
We will examine his damn.
Oh yeah, let's look
want,
at it.
You want foot? You want shoe off?
No,
I'll take shoe off. I'll give you shoe off. Now it's got it's got a little funky expansion. Apparently, that might not ever go away.
Oh, you don't put your foot on the table. It's disgusting.
What do you mean funky expansion?
Well, like it's bigger. It's
it's not. It's definitely not bigger anymore.
Here. It looks swollen on the outside.
Yeah, on the left side.
That's
it is.
A baby.
Well, you're a real man. We're a bunch of cars here. We're radio hosts.
Also, get running full speed. We saw what full speed was.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, let me just say, I wasn't going to win basketball full speed. It was going to be the Aaron McKee, you look like an older man than you are, slow man, slow and steady wins the race.
Old head YMCA basketball.
Yeah.
Aaron McKee catching strays.
I mean, God bless him. I'm just saying he played very composed.
Can you describe how you hurt the ankle?
Yeah,
landed on a dude's foot for a rebound.
What war? Are we banging in the post?
Something in the post. It was. I don't remember what led up to it. It might have been transition, but bottom line is rebound. It was
transition.
The angel.
You're running full court. You're out there running full court.
You know, let me tell you something. Like no joke, I was ready. Look, whether I was going to win or lose, who knows? I think I was going to win. But cardiovascular wise, I had really put in the time. I was running games all over Philly and down the shore, full court to be just. All I had to do was be ready for.
I'm sure
you
was in the Sunny Hill League.
Baker League. I was Baker League.
So we will get to this in a moment. Joe came in. We're going to talk about Joe's book, The Best of Philly Sports: Amazing Moments and Stories in Philadelphia Sports History. If you're on YouTube, there's the book, which you can get. What is the preferred place to get the book? Amazon or
easiest for the audience is Amazon.
Amazon. Okay.
I mean, it is around town, but I would just say. Easiest as Amazon.
We'll get to the book in a second. We got Joe in here for an hour. We will get to the book.
He's here for an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot to get in with, Joe.
Are you guys struggling with ratings and need to call in?
We call you? Come on, man. Come on. No, I'm struggling here. No. Did you hear what? Maybe that's an odd. Did you hear Broads here on the show yesterday?
No, what'd he say?
So we found out that Broads did an interview with the Philly Business Journal.
Okay.
And in the interview, it said that his goal is to host Afternoon Drive at WIP.
Oh, that he put that out to the world?
So we
is he planning on reincarnation? There's a second actor. Is this like the only one? Like,
well,
because you know Spike, Ike, and Jackie are still on the sort of young side. I mean, no one's old.
You could do this for a long time.
A long time.
We have found out.
Wow.
So we did confront Broads, and it was. Let me say, Broads. He was doing his flyers bit, and we interrupted it, and I asked him about it, and Broads crumbled. I mean, he stood up. He stood up, and he said he stood by it. But after that, we couldn't get it back.
Yeah.
We couldn't get the vibe back.
That's wild,
in the
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how about
the stones on that kid?
Oh, yeah. Make sure, Coy and Ty and the like, they never said they wanted Donovan Shaw right, while they were the backup, right?
No,
right.
Only one who did that was Garcia. Remember Jeff Garcia said that?
Yeah. So all right. So let's stay on the basketball for a second. Mm-hmm. This has been... I would say two things. On one end, your performance overall has been better than most people, even I, have expected.
Thank you.
You know, on the other hand, the thing that has been exactly as expected is you are such a frail, weak, sort of decrepit physical specimen that you have been injured so many times during this, including a supposed shot in the groin, shin splints for running literally, a quarter mile?
Half. On rubber.
Yeah, on rubber. Then this ankle injury, which is we all saw coming. So I think a little bit of this is unfair to Jack because you physically can't get through the competition, which almost should be counted as a loss in some way anyway.
Yeah, I've struggled with that. I understand. Look, I get your point. This last one was... I would not have been able to play through it. I mean, he would have won 11. There was no, I couldn't move.
They're begging me to play through it, Joe.
No, I applaud you, Jack. I think you handled it like a champ, like
true
for real.
Bro.
Like that was the right way to go. I hear you, Spike. I mean, this was unfortunate. I was really, honest to God, I was disappointed on so many levels. One of which was starting soon. Got to crank up that cardio again. Here we go again.
Yep.
So I still intend to win. I still think I'll win. I know for a lot of people, and I understand this, it's like, well, what's the point anymore?
No, we have to do it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I agree.
Ike just said the same thing. Ike's out.
Come out.
I don't care. You could.
You too. I'm tired of both of y'all. I'm tired of both of y'all.
You could get 10 more injuries over the next 10 years, and I am not letting this go. The whole reason I wanted this to happen was to see you two play one-on-one basketball. And in a game to 11, I told this to Fritz a million times, this game's going to take 2.5 hours for you guys, one of you, to score 11 points. So I want to be there for it. This is part of what I enjoy.
Yep.
So what we would like to do with you here is, so I had an idea for a date.
A date?
Yes.
I have a girlfriend.
No.
Oh, okay.
A date.
A calendar date.
A date for basketball. Okay. Look, we want to give you enough time.
What's going on?
No.
Only wants to date Kelly Oubre.
Yes, I would not mind.
Right, yes.
Well, if I weren't married. All right. And if I, look, he's a man. I just think he's a good-looking guy. We want to give you time to recover, clearly, and time to ramp up. But we also don't want to do it in the middle of Eagle season. Doesn't make any sense,
it doesn't,
right?
Yeah.
So we thought this gives you a bunch of time, and it also really accounts for if the Eagles happen to go to the Super Bowl, is that the Super Bowl is on February 8th, 2 weeks after the Super Bowl the following Tuesday. I think it's February 24th. It is before we're talking about the Phillies in any meaningful capacity. It is 2.5 weeks before NFL free agency. It is after the Super Bowl. It is 3 months from now, February 24th.
Can you get in shape by then?
Yeah. I'm not worried about being in shape by then.
Let Lakin find the place, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like, we should figure it out.
You know what's
and
one thing I like
him.
About Feb 24 is I think there's always been something nice, whether it's the Wells Fargo Center or a high school gym, walking in a basketball gym in the dead of winter.
Yes.
Like, you get in there and you feel there's a coziness. You got through the weather walking from the car or wherever.
Yep.
Here you are. And let's rock and roll with hoops. I can't speak specifically to that date, but I'll just say it sounds right about to me. Like, it sounds reasonable. But we should make it a big station event. We got to get the Ikes and the Riches of the world to convince the other naysayers out there that this should still be embraced.
Yes, of course. Don't worry.
I'm going to work on you, Ike.
I'm actually embarrassed by both of you.
What?
Well, not you. Those two.
Oh,
yes, of course. Listen, you're
the
driving force behind this. Yes.
Well, at this point,
embarrassment with me with you is that you won't let it go.
No.
Well, just remember this: the driving force was when I said I'm a better athlete tonight, and
and
I am in the process of proving that.
No. The fact that you are not able to compete shows that you're not a better athlete. The point has been proven.
But if I win, Spike, you'll give it to me.
Oh, yeah, if you win, you win.
If you win, you definitely get it.
Look,
and we ridicule him for a year.
Forget about what happens to you if you win. Think about what happens to him if he loses.
I've thought about it many times.
Yeah, it's way worse. It's way worse. I mean, he lost golf, and it was the catastrophe.
Look, you guys know,
called a fat little midget on the morning show.
That was pretty rough.
That was That was my favorite day of the whole thing.
Do you regret?
I didn't say that.
Well, do you regret, you know, the whole time you have said that you have held yourself to a higher standard and been classy, all that, all the while calling him names, calling us names, when you won, when Jack
won. Yeah,
mommy,
won, daddy, we heard.
When Jack won, it was about twice. Jack won twice, right?
Yep.
It was one day, in and out.
Yeah.
Really no personal attacks. Tons of personal attacks for you guys. Mommy, daddy, Boban, fat, dumb, you know. The second one might be true, but whatever. It's mean to say it.
Here's what I'll say to that. Yeah. I talked to Bernard Hopkins one time, did a show with him for 2 hours, and I remember asking him about the moment before the match when you look in the eyes of the other guy. And he said it really matters. Like, it's not fake. Like, you really have to get in the head of your opponent before you fight. I can candidly say everything I did in the summer and late spring was intentional.
Yeah.
And my goal was to get it to 2-2. I mean, of course, you want to win 4-0. And, you know, but I thought reasonably I could get it to 2-2 and win in game 5 in hoops. And that was my goal the whole time. And everything was purposeful.
No, was it also purposeful, before we move on to the next thing, was it always also purposeful in that I believe, now I don't have any hard evidence, but I've been around this for a long time. I've been around you for a long time. I've known Rod now for several years, you know. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed Rod, you know, to have it. I know everybody here.
Interviewed and been interviewed.
Well, yeah, look.
You interviewed him and he interviewed you.
Yes.
God.
Well, look.
Can we get through this?
I believe that you and Rod Lakin several times colluded to make this competition better for you and worse for him.
Not true.
Golf match play or whatever the hell it's called.
No, that was Jack fell for my... That's all Jack.
What did you just say?
Jack fell for my trap.
Well,
yeah,
but shouldn't Lakin be in there making sure that these things are fair?
I think it was before the focus was as intense as it got. I put it out there knowing that I could maybe get one past Jack. I did. That's Jack's fault.
The long time in between competitions is also you and Lakin colluding because you're so frail?
Well, there was vacations in there. There was a lot.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, my God.
There was a lot going on.
I forgot. This guy's on the Angelo schedule at 44.
He only works half the summer.
Yeah, right.
Guys, I was on a cruise constantly on the freaking treadmill. By the way, Singletary was too over for me. Like, hey, Mike. Mike Singletary's on the cruise. I'm doing my thing, getting ready for Fritz.
Two name drops, by the way.
Yeah,
Bernard Hopkins, Mike Singletary.
You got anything else?
Anything else, big guy?
Yeah, George Brett was on the cruise.
And then again.
He was.
Why? The athletes only cruise?
Yeah.
Mike Singletary and George Brett.
Here's
there.
My theory. They didn't make like Albert Pujols money, so they got to go on cruises with regular folk.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. They played in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
And then finally, because I want to get to some sports things with you before we get to the book, is you have said some, you know, we have our little rats everywhere, you
Ooh,
know,
boy.
And even these rats listen to, will take the time to listen to your show, as painful as it may be. And you have said some nasty things about me, DeCamera, running from New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That has come out of mouth.
Yeah, sure.
You know, there have been several nasty things. And I just, are you just willing, here I am, and the YouTube folks can look
sure.
at it. Are you willing to look me in the eye and tell me that I ran from New York?
Oh, for 1,000%.
Oh, really?
See, he got you in the PD job. You didn't want that. You went to come home to a little cushy and be a talk to host guy. I mean, we all know that's true. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But let's not act like you succeeded up there.
Of course I succeeded.
Okay.
Right. Ratings went up. Revenue went up.
And
everybody loved me. Yeah, because my job was done. Couldn't do anything more like here.
Were you Larry Brown?
Yes, my job was done. So we had a debate here, I don't know, last year when we had debate day on WIP, and it was you versus Ike. Wow. You didn't do a very good job, but I remember the debate. And the debate was, is Jalen Hurts a franchise quarterback?
No.
And I don't think it was that, but go ahead.
It was. And because you said, you sort of ruined the debate at the top by saying yes or something, even though your position was no. But you said he would not be the starting quarterback of the Eagles to start the 2026 season.
Yeah, yeah.
So where are you on Jalen
that was terrible.
At this point?
Well, look, he's going to be the starting quarterback next year. And, you know, certainly at a certain point last year, I said, well, I obviously was wrong about that. And when I declared that, I didn't say it in a way like there's no doubt about it. But I actually thought tea leaves were this thing could go off the rails with him and someone else could be the dude. Obviously, look, I think he's played really well this year. I mean, the irony is he's played really bad in certain halves, really bad in certain halves. But I think he nets out as a major positive this season. The biggest thing I'll say on a really positive level on Jalen that has not gotten enough focus this year from people like me who have been doubters, which is 20, 30, 35, 40% of the audience and the fan base, is one of the big anti-Jalen arguments was always, well, it's so easy for him with everything going right. You got this great defense. You got this great offensive line. You typically have a good running back. Last year, you had a supreme all-time running back. You got two great receivers. Like, what the heck? Of course, the table is set for you. Just don't screw it up. And this year, I feel like I can honestly say more has gone wrong for the Eagles than right. And yet, he has led them to 6-2. And that's impressive. I mean, they've had a bad pass rush. They've had a bad rushing attack. They've had an average of best offensive line. They have had a third corner or second quarter, whatever you want to call him, who's just been not good. I think the safety that's rookie Makuba gets turned around more often than not. Like, they've had a tough schedule. You know, they've had A.J. Brown drama. Like, they've had a lot of negative. They've had more injuries in the last couple of years. And yet, he has led them to 6-2, and he deserves a tremendous amount of credit for that.
So, what do you think of him as a quarterback?
I think he's certainly better than I thought. I think he's very good.
Okay.
The biggest thing about Jalen on the positive, the biggest thing by far is he just has this outrageous ability to not turn it over. And in the midst of the chaos of an NFL game for 60 minutes, it's almost beyond extraordinary. Like, I remember we all marveled when Foles had the 27-2 season or 29-2 if you include the two, you know, the one playoff game. But that was only like 10 or 11 games. This is like 4 or 5 years now. I mean, other than the end of 23 when he turned it over a lot. So look, am I all in on Jalen? Candidly, like, no, I'm not all in on Jalen.
Why not?
Because I do still see.
What else do you need to see?
Well, I do still. Well, halves where he throws for more than 1 yard. I mean,
okay,
you know,
that happens at times.
But I mean, he's had four or five bad halves. But.
Well, no.
He's been on the whole pretty darn good.
Everything is subjective. Bad halves, I would consider turning the ball over, things of that nature. He's not doing that.
No, he's not.
He's not doing that. Now, listen, he didn't complete a pass in the second half of the Tampa game. Guess who I blame that on? A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown. Forcing the ball to A.J. He was perfect in the first half of that Tampa game. Yeah. Wasn't until they went in there in the halftime and somebody's upset they didn't get a ball thrown to him that he comes out in the second half forcing the ball to A.J. Brown where he almost threw an interception there. Listen, I'm poking at you a little bit here.
I'm poking at you.
Yeah. But you said so many positive things there that it's funny because I think you're reluctant to give up that safe space in case something goes wrong.
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Because the positive things you said there were, to me, on point.
Yeah.
The things he's had to overcome, things he's dealt with.
Way more than past year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And for him to still play at the level he's been playing and getting better each week with a new offensive coordinator, he should be commended for all those things. But there's something with him in his game. And I don't think you're the only one, so I'm not. It's something with his game that won't allow some people to just say, you know what? Even though I know he's not flawless, this dude does so much more positive than he does negative. I'm willing to accept the flaws when they happen. That's where I had to get to. Honestly, that's where I had to get to. That's where I eventually had to get to. And now I'm more or less like, yeah, the bad game come and it frustrates me, the halves at times when things don't look good. Yeah. But I'm like, For the most part, we got the right guy.
I think that's reasonable.
Like, we got the right guy.
Look, I hear you, man. Here's what I'll say, probably why some of my reluctance.
And he's elite.
He's an elite winner.
Elite
winner.
At winning.
Has an elite resume.
Spike, you want to jump in here?
Well, no. On the elite thing?
Elite.
No, we've
elite.
No. In fact, he's doing it because he knows I won't jump in because I don't want to do it.
You know what the funny thing is? I had him fifth coming into the season. I still have him fifth. I still have him fifth.
I had him fifth too.
Now it's getting harder to support.
Well, I got him higher than Burrow.
It's getting harder to support Lamar and Burrow as the injuries add up. But I do think a healthy Burrow and a healthy Lamar and a healthy Mahomes and a healthy Allen, I would take above Jalen. I had him fifth and I still have him fifth. But I will say he looks like a better fifth than last year.
Time out.
Stronger. What do you got?
I know a sports radio host trick when I hear it because I work with two people that do them as well.
What's going on here?
I have him seventh. But
I have him ninth.
There is no possible way that you think he is the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, and also you're not sure about him moving forward. That's a lie.
There's
no way. you are saying he's fifth. I know this. To get people off, it is
get
a tactic. Yes. You don't really believe he's fifth, because if at
don't
any time...
Don't let him bully you,
no,
Joe.
This is true.
Hold on.
Let him do it, Ike.
If I asked any of us at any time, you have an option to have a quarterback for the Eagles, who you believe is the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, are you satisfied with that? At any time in our history, we would have said, yes, sure, I will take it.
Yeah.
Yet you are saying he's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, but you won't just say that you're comfortable with him moving forward because he had three bad halves. You don't really believe he's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, which is okay. I'm not trying to corner you. I don't believe he's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
I'm not letting you get away with that.
That is a trick. It doesn't happen here on our show. Maybe it happens on your little show, but it does not happen on our show.
Do I get to retort here?
Yes.
Well, look, here's the deal. I actually thought last year he was fifth in points. You know, how it netted out at the end, because I actually thought the whole 5 through 12 fell apart. I actually thought everyone went backwards. Tua, the Herbert guy, the freaking Cousins guy, the Dak, the Purdy, everybody was gone. And so I thought he was fifth slightly by default last year. I actually think he's fifth this year on merit, like really, really, really legitimate merit. And again, the thing I come back to
is... Do you think he's playing the fifth best, or do you think he's the fifth best quarterback?
Same thing. And here's the reason, Spike. The not turning it over thing is real.
Well, then you have to commit to him moving forward if he's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
Yes, but here's the other thing he is. And I think like this goes to the point you were bringing up a few minutes ago when you were poking at me. I used this phrase with Ross earlier this week on our show, and he thought it was a good phrase. He's annoyingly conservative. Yeah. Like, he's not just conservative. I'm watching an Eagles game, and I'm not enjoying it as much as I expect to.
Bothers me at times. Yep.
Because, like, his thing, and maybe God bless him, is a punt is better than taking a chance that it might be a touchdown or it might be an interception. And it's like, all right, well, here's another punt. But at least the ball goes 50 yards down the field by the time the other team starts. So, like, it's annoyingly conservative.
You know, I just realized why he won't commit to Jalen. Here you go. How old a man are you?
I'm 47.
How long you been with your lovely Amy?
I have been with Amy for 7 years.
Still not married?
That would be correct.
This is a guy who doesn't like commitment. That's why he is not committing to Jalen Hurts.
I knew it.
All right.
Fritz, did he plan all this in advance?
No, off the top of his head.
He
just smells it.
Yeah, it's a psychopath. That's the only thing I think about. All right, so coming up next, we will talk to Joe about his book. The book, if you're looking on YouTube, is The Best of Philly Sports, Amazing Moments and Stories in Philadelphia Sports History by Joe DiCamera, which you could get at Amazon. I found an amazing Amazon review, which I have to ask you about.
Thank you.
And if you're listening and you would like to tell us which show is better, the afternoon show or the morning show, and why, 215-592-9494. Again, afternoon show or morning show, and why, 215-592-9494. More with Joe coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera,
and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.